This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program, as always, you can join us here and take control of these airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We had just barely scratched the surface of the story we've been teasing with all night about Bill Weld, who is the Libertarian Party's vice presidential candidate, much to the chagrin of the actual libertarians in the Libertarian Party, those stalwart few that remain. He is botching it up once again on the campaign trail, being very unlibertarian, in fact, almost embracing Hillary. We talked about that recently, but we'll give you the latest on this guy here in moments. But first, Mark, you wanted to clarify something about your personality or your beliefs or something like that.
Well, you had suggested in the – well, now it's been more than a segment as we have gone on the subject, that somehow that you and Daryl are these paladins of truth, justice, and the libertarian way.
No, we advocate for principle over party because principle is what libertarians are supposed to be about, especially the people who've joined the party and have signed a statement that is a statement of principle saying they don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
And
you are someone who represents people who believe that the party should be this big tent thing and welcome people like Bill Weld in, even though they are not principled and arguably are doing damage to the message of liberty. That's how I see it. Now, what were you going to
say? Well, I certainly never advocated for Weld. I don't know that much about him. Gary Johnson was the one for whom I advocated. Mm-hmm. And I certainly was rooting for Daryl early on. But
that's true.
Barring Daryl's nomination, Gary Johnson, I thought, was a pretty good choice. I still think he's a pretty good choice because he was a very small government governor. He's the only person running who has executive experience and, a variety of other reasons that I advocated for in the past. But I think that what's more accurate is that the people you've advocated for in the past are people who talk about the ideas of liberty as opposed to people who talk about the ideas of smaller government and the benefits of getting the state out of people's business on a smaller level. Let's reduce as opposed to let's eliminate. Now, Ron Paul spoke regularly about let's eliminate, and you were a big fan of the Ron Paul campaign.
That's right.
He is by no means, a no-government guy. He said that we needed to enforce border laws until we got the welfare state under control. He advocated for earmarks. Or at least he put in.
You're really stretching here. What are you trying to? What's
all
the point
I'm
you're
saying
trying to make?
Is that you have a tolerance level for statists that is.
You're calling Ron Paul a statist now?
By what means would one enforce a border?
Ron Paul actually advocated for voluntarism during his campaign. All right?
He used the terminology. Yeah. I'm for voluntary relationships, is what he said.
Right. So
can you find anybody who won't
say
that? I
can forgive Ron Paul a little bit of pandering, which is what you're talking about. But that doesn't, you're not denying what I've accused you of, which is being this sort of big tent guy who's willing to accept unprincipled candidates with the hopes that it'll garner more media attention and more people joining the party or whatever. And you don't have the same values that Daryl and I do. We see the value in staying true to the libertarian message of non-aggression so people can hear it, they can understand it, and then hopefully embrace it. If you want to go and advocate for smaller government, that's great. You can join some smaller government party and do that. But the problem is people like you have come into the Libertarian Party and have watered down that principle, and we haven't had a principled libertarian candidate in more than a decade.
And also, unlike other political parties, the Libertarian Party has a statement of principles at the beginning of their platform. The first phrase in that statement of principles, "We, the members of the Libertarian Party, challenge the cult of the omnipotent state and defend the rights of the individual." Second statement, we hold that all individuals have the right to exercise sole dominion over their own lives and have the right to live in whatever manner they choose, so long as they do not forcibly interfere with the equal right of others to live in whatever manner they choose.
That's the Libertarian Party I remember.
Tell me how forcing people to do various things is libertarian.
I don't understand what you mean. So
Gary Johnson,
tell me how Ron Paul advocating for the state in areas like immigration is libertarian. So
I never
all
said
I'm
that
saying
it was.
Is that your tolerance level, did you advocate for Ron Paul?
In 2007, I did not do anything for his campaign in 2012 because in 2010, he decided that the Republican Party was more important to him than the principles of liberty, and he endorsed the author of SOPA.
Okay. So you did in 2008 and you didn't in 2010, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So all I'm saying is tolerance levels are different between Daryl, Ian, and Mark. And all you're
and
trying
Ron
to do is...
Ron Paul also was not the Libertarian Party nominee.
I understand. I'm not talking about party here.
But he was more
we're
Libertarian.
We're talking about the Libertarian Party nominees. And
I mentioned Rand Paul and Ron Paul, who are neither Libertarian Party nominees. We're talking about principle, the principles of libertarianism, and you guys are throwing chaff up,
no,
so you don't
we're
have
talking
to.
About
we're talking
principle.
About
you're
the
not.
Libertarian Party
okay.
being
See,
the party
Ian,
of principle.
He's not talking about principles. He's talking about
yes,
a party.
He he's
Hold
talking
on.
About the principles
if
that the party
me,
should adhere to.
Hello? Listen to the full sentence. The full sentence. There's an entirety to the sentence. The Libertarian Party is supposed to be the party of principle. I'm talking about the principles that that party is supposed to uphold.
Excellent. Then why are you bringing that up in a conversation about Rand Paul, Ron Paul,
what are you?
Gary
that was
Johnson?
Not the beginning of the conversation,
yeah,
yes, sir.
It was. No, you brought that into this later on.
Oh,
We're not talking about those
this
people.
This show's been on for 14, 15 years, Ian. I know what you've talked about. I'm trying to bring this together.
We're talking
and point
about
out
the show.
You think that you have this all nailed down, and you're just wrong. Okay,
I think I understand.
You've got
the
a tolerance level
no,
for
I
statism
think...
that is lower in your politicians than my tolerance level for statism.
Tonight,
that does not mean that I am not a libertarian, and it does not mean that other people
say
who have
you
a lower
a
tolerance for libertarianism.
I didn't say you weren't a libertarian. I said people like you are ruining the Libertarian Party by coming in with your watered down garbage.
I'm not part of the Libertarian Party, other than I signed up for it.
I didn't say. You came in, I said people like you. They're the ones who've come in and brought their unprincipled ways into the party. They're the ones who came in mass numbers and got Gary Johnson and Bill Weld elected again for the nomination this time around, and then they left. They didn't even stay the entire weekend. A bunch of Republican operatives came in there and infiltrated the party, and they are the ones who are responsible for this.
So anybody who's going to get elected to a position of political power is going to have to make some compromise. Everybody who has in New Hampshire has had to look at how do we move from a world of statism to a world
okay,
of freedom.
So now you're excusing your belief
no,
system.
No, I'm not trying to excuse my – I haven't even finished my statement. How can you characterize my statement until
so
I finished it?
The way compromise works is when you go to buy a new car, you don't go in and offer what you think they'll accept. You go in and you offer a lot less than you think they'll accept, and then you work your way towards what you think they'll accept, or maybe a little better. So you
That's
don't
not
go
how
in.
Compromise always works. Well, sometimes people will take your first offer if your first offer is reasonable.
Right,
there's
but
not
you
even
go
a point
in to
this.
Buy a new car, you don't say, I'll give you sicker price or 500 below, because
no,
you know they'll accept that. You go in and you
when
say,
I
I'll
went
give
in
you
to 2,000. Buy a new car, Daryl, I looked up what people were paying for it. I decided on a price that I thought was reasonable. I called the salesperson. I said, call me back when you have an approval for this number. That wasn't me picking a lower number than coming to the middle. That was me giving them a number that I would not move on, and they called me back and they gave me my number.
What is the point of talking about compromise within getting elected? Libertarians mostly don't get elected, but if they did get elected, yes, they would have to compromise in order to move the ball in their direction. We're talking about the Libertarian Party, which is supposed to be the party of principle uncompromised. Getting the message of freedom out there uncompromised so people can understand and analyze and think about it and hopefully accept it.
I'm not talking about the Libertarian
Party. Not
this watered
down. Well, that's what we had started by talking about, right? We were talking about Bill Weld and Gary Johnson, and now you've changed the, you know, moving the goalposts or whatever the hell you call that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial toll free. Join us here. The principled advocates for liberty. And then there's King Mark over there. Or Cap'n Mark, or whatever it is we're calling you now.
I'm fine with all this.
All right, so toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but we're going to have to get back to your calls and thoughts. We really haven't even gotten into what Bill Weld has actually said in his most recent interview, this one with the Boston Globe, that is, it was actually enough for you to be upset, Mark. So I think that's, you know, let's bring that back in here. You were kind of pretty behind the Johnson-Weld campaign, not enthusiastic about Weld, but pretty enthusiastic about Johnson, the Libertarian vice presidential and presidential candidates. But you're pretty sick of this Weld guy after this recent interview. So we'll get into that here if we get the chance. But, of course, your calls and thoughts come first. Also, I do want to let you know about SaveItPurse.com. Lots of our listeners have been using SaveItPurse.com. And it's great because you save big time on your purchases at Amazon. You can save 10, 15, 20% pretty easily on almost anything that you want to order, as long as Amazon provides the fulfillment for it, which is pretty much most of their website. Then you'll be able to get it at tremendous discounts. And the catch is you're spending your Bitcoin. So you do need to have Bitcoin in order to make this happen. But this alone, this purse, saveitpurse.com alone, in my opinion, is worth investigating Bitcoin and getting some Bitcoin, because you can save big time. I've been doing it for almost 2 years now, and I've saved well over $1,300 in 60-something transactions.
And if you don't want to wait for, you know, somebody to wind up picking up your order when you select that 10, 15, 20% or more, you can do the instant buy and save 5%.
That's right.
And I did that this afternoon.
Incredible.
I got a new XLR to USB cable for my mic.
So you needed it fast, I presume. That's why you did the instant buy.
I wanted to get it sooner rather than later, right, just to see if that would fix some of the audio problem I've had.
Yeah, I've had I had the printer ink on for a while, toner stuff for the HP printer that we have in here in the studio. It was the first time I've ever bought the actual, like, official brand name. And, of course, I'm not willing to pay full price for those things because they're ridiculous. But I got somebody to bite. I didn't get a bite at 25%, but I got a bite at 20%. But something's funky going on with this this transaction, because it hasn't shown up, and it's been like 10 days since it happened. So I've sent a message asking what's going on. Every now and then, something weird will happen. But Purse customer service has
always been fantastic
about dealing with stuff like that. I actually had there's four.
They also take care of returns in some cases, too.
Right. So. And sometimes they'll just eat cost on something that has gone a little weird. So I've got four V for Vendetta masks in the studio here. And I ordered those, and, you know, somebody bought them for me, and they shipped them to me. But then somehow, after the fact, after they'd already shipped them, it got canceled. And they all showed up after the thing got canceled. And so I sent a message to Pursing. You know, I got all of these things. I think this person needs to get paid. And they're like, we'll take care of it. Enjoy your masks. So basically, I didn't have to pay for the masks. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, go to saveitpurse.com to get started there as we go to your calls and thoughts. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the line in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gene.
Hello, guys. Pulling over the side of the road here because I'm driving back from Florida.
All right.
And I called up to give you a spanking, Ian.
Oh, no. All right.
Yep. You're being nasty. You're being
what? Really, Ian?
Yep.
Like, uncooperative,
being nasty,
antisocial.
Yep. I'm not the one ruining the Libertarian Party's message.
No.
That's nasty to me.
Listen to what I. I'm the Christian anarchist. All right, I've been calling you for 10 years, and I think I have a little bit of claim to where you stand today, because when I first started calling you, you were in a party. It was the Libertarian Party, but you didn't call yourself an anarchist, and you were an atheist.
And I don't call myself an anarchist today. I'm not an anarchist. I'm a volunteer.
Well, no, you're voluntarist, which is another term for anarchist.
I don't know about that.
I think anarchist
has kind of a violent connotation for a lot of people.
Am I violent?
I didn't say you were violent. I said it has a violent connotation to a lot of people.
Right.
But further, an anarchist is someone who's against rulers, and I'm in favor of self-rule. So, and I also like to describe myself.
People who don't understand what an anarchist is, yes, they think that's
Right. And I also like to describe myself in favor of what I like, in favor of what I am standing for, rather than what it is that I'm against. Okay. So go ahead, though.
That's fine.
Spank away.
At any rate. But any rate, you have a tolerance level of pretty close to zero of anybody who disagrees with you. And that is not the right attitude to have. And you'll find out that Ron Paul believed in coalitions, even with people he had disagreements with. And
well,
I
that just shows you don't really know much about me. I mean, I go to the State House, and I talk regularly with people with whom I disagree on some things. We had Joe Chance, for instance, on the show here. He's a state representative, a former police officer. We don't agree on everything, but we'll work together on the things that we do agree on. And we do
agree
on
a lot of things.
He voted
for Medicare expansion, for crying out loud, but he's really good on the drug war.
I'm actually one of the few people who is friendly within the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire. A lot of them have turned this guy on the outs. They won't talk to him. They're rude to him.
Because of that one vote.
Right. And I'm one of the people who actually has been talking with him and is friendly towards him, because I realize there's benefits in building those coalitions that you're talking about.
So maybe then you're only this way with Mark. I don't know. But at any rate,
I mean, this way with anybody who threatens the principles of the libertarian.
Right. So building coalitions. Hold on, Gene. Building coalitions is good when you're working with other groups of people, but when you have people trying to infiltrate a group and change what that group stands for,
right,
then that's where the, hey, stop, go back to that other group and, you know, stay over there. I'm willing to work with Mark on things where I agree with Mark, but I do not want Mark coming into the Libertarian Party and trying to do what Wayne Root said in 2008 and 2010 and, quote-unquote, make the Libertarian Party more conservative.
Right.
Okay, first of all, I'm not calling in favor of the Libertarian Party or Johnson or any of that, because I don't support any of those guys, and I really don't care about the Libertarian Party so much. I mean, it's okay. I don't have anything against the Libertarian Party, but I'm not here as a Libertarian Party supporter in any way, shape, or form. I don't mind it, but I'm not calling to say that you guys are wrong about the Libertarian Party and Mark is right about the Libertarian Party. What I'm calling to say is that, Ian, you are wrong in the way you treat people who disagree with you. That's
no, I only treat Mark like this. Like I said, you don't know anything about how I treat people who disagree.
Yeah, he's listened to the show plenty, and he knows how you've dealt with people on the air that you've disagreed with. That's an incorrect
statement. There's a difference between how you do a radio show, which is about entertaining people, and then how you handle real life.
Being a jerk and getting crazy people to call in is entertaining.
I do agree that being a jerk is entertaining at times. It's if you're trying to be entertaining.
Sir, being a jerk means coming into the Libertarian Party and watering it down. That's what being a jerk is. I'm just calling them out. Thanks for the call tonight, Gene. I appreciate it. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, if I were a jerk to everybody, then nobody would want to talk to me. And obviously, you don't get to where I am in life by being a jerk to everybody.
Not everybody.
But there's a difference between how you run a radio show and how you do real-life politics and trying to change things. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Mark, and Daryl in the studio tonight. Also, I do want to let you know about the Shire Society. If you've heard about the movement of libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists that are migrating to New Hampshire, well, the Shire Society is part of that. It is one of the active migrations of people that are coming here to not only make a better life for themselves, because New Hampshire is already the freest state of all the 50, but to help work towards more freedom. And the fact is, we need thousands more people. We need thousands more libertarians and like-minded folks to make the move up here so we can actually achieve some semblance of liberty in our lifetime, because numbers are the most important factor. Go to ShireSociety.com, sign the Shire Society Declaration there. It's a personal declaration of independence. Whether you're going to move or not, you should sign the Shire Society Declaration, but obviously read it first. And you know, then start planning your move and come to anywhere in New Hampshire, and you're probably going to find more libertarians than anywhere you've ever been in your life, maybe combined. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here, and then more about Bill Weld, the absolutely awful libertarian vice presidential candidate. Zernan is calling from Louisiana. Zernan, you're on Free Talk Live. Zernan?
I think that that having more of a moderate opinion on libertarian issues may be more appealing to more people, versus, even though it's not, you know, principled per se, you know, I kind of look at it like Mike Huckabee and the crazy Christians with the Republicans, you know, yeah, that really appeals to the far right, but obviously that isn't enough to appeal to the Republican Party. Now, I'm not saying that you should give up your principles. I'm just saying that Free Talk Live is arguably the largest libertarian talk show in America, I would say. And
yeah,
you
I would say
have
that's
an opportunity
a good,
to really...
Beyond arguable.
Exactly. And I feel like you all could draw far more radio stations than the 170 or 180 that you all are at if you all just didn't take such a hard line on libertarian issues.
Let me ask you this one. and I'm just asking you as a consultant here. I generally don't take these hard lines. I mean, I do sometimes, but generally I don't.
You're far more libertarian than many of these libertarians that are compromising the party.
Yeah, absolutely. And the people on the radio that call themselves libertarians,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't. I attempt to make sort of a big tent argument on a regular basis, as Ian has pointed out here. That doesn't seem to matter to callers and listeners. It's always that there's somebody on the show with whom they disagree. But when you have a wrestling match on TV, there's a good guy and there's a bad guy, and everybody wants to watch because the good guy or the bad guy gets pwned, right? You know, usually in arguments, people agree with the person, believe the person who with whom they agree is the one who won. So oftentimes they will think that I won the argument.
That's called
the
confirmation bias.
It is confirmation bias. It's absolutely
and there,
a very
there
human
have been
thing.
Studies that you know prove that confirmation bias exists.
Why doesn't it work with Free Talk Live? Why don't people say, yay, my team won, I love Free Talk Live.
They do. There are people who love Mark. There are people who love Gerald.
They may love their team, but they blame oftentimes if they're going to withdraw from Free Talk Live, they'll either pull their amp support or say, I'm never going to listen again or whatever it is that they do.
It's pretty rare that
they
happens.
Cite the person with whom they disagree. So let's say that Mark
a lot of times
is
the reason people pull amp support is because they run on hard times. It's very rare that somebody.
I disagree.
It's very rare. Look, I'm the one who does the customer service
no,
for amp. Okay?
I didn't mean to say disagree. I don't disagree. That's absolutely okay. True. The vast majority are
it's
people who
very rare.
But when they do so publicly and loudly.
Right. Okay. It has happened.
The vocal minority, the very vocal minority.
And I run the Facebook page where people comment all the time. I'd still listen to Free Talk Live.
If it weren't first,
if,
so.
Right. If it wasn't for Ian or Mark or God,
right.
Daryl, for
You'll
God's
find
sake,
another show to
it's
listen
always
to.
Somebody who's said something with which they disagree. Right.
And rather than call in about it, they'd rather take their ball and go home, and that's fine. There's yeah. other shows out there. We got a bunch of them on LRN.fm.
We still have the largest cumulative audience of any libertarian program out there in the world.
I mean, I wish there were other competitors with whom we, you know, could also, you know, have a similar level or even be better than we are. I mean, I'd always thought that if we ever kind of sparked some sort of interest in libertarianism, that we'd see more talk show hosts going in this direction because it would be popular, but that hasn't really happened as of yet. Although some hosts, like Glenn Beck, are sort of sliding slowly.
Dennis Miller came on the air as a libertarian since we've been on the air.
But he's never really been a libertarian.
Glenn Beck
a warmonger.
Has claimed to be a libertarian since we've been on the air.
For the last dozen years, he's claimed to be libertarian at heart. And then advocates for all this non-libertarian
I'm not
stuff.
Claiming that, look, Daryl, I understand how you define the term libertarian. I'm simply saying that they say that they are.
But Zernin, one of the things that you're saying here, though, is something Mark had said a long time ago, is that you thought, Mark, I remember this was probably like more than a decade ago, you said, well, you know, that you could have probably made more money in talk radio if you'd just been a conservative or something like that. But the problem there is then you're not really being true to yourself. Then you're, you know, playing a character or something like that.
Well,
and
I feel like you all are playing a character with this hard line that you all have.
Nope, I really am a
jerk, Zernin.
Nope, I'm really a libertarian. I really believe in the non-aggression principle.
I believe you, but I also believe that you are appealing to a more hard-line audience where guns and you know, and stalking up on everything, you know, because that's your audience. I mean, that's who listens to GCN, let's be honest.
Actually, we don't. Well, actually, the Genesis Communications Network is just the network that carries us. Their listenership of their internet streams is a fraction of the number of listeners that are tuned into us on actual radio stations. So
right.
The majority of our listening audience.
If you're looking for a survivalist audience, there's probably shows that are more efficient for that.
There's the Survival Podcast, which is a great survival show with Jack Spirko, who's actually a supporter of this show. But no, we're not a survivalist show. We're not a conspiracy show like
That's
a lot of the stuff
you might
find.
I'm saying that you all could appeal to far more radio stations and far more listeners if you all took, and okay, and this is crazy, but, you know, kind of instead of just shelving Gary Johnson and shelving all of the candidates that you all disagree with, you know, maybe having more people or more hosts that you know, are more appealing. You know,
we should just not have any principles and say
pander.
Whatever is popular.
No,
just hold our finger, hold it up, see what the which way
right.
the winds blow,
like
and
a politician would.
No, what
well,
he's saying is, hey, gentlemen,
stations.
Instead of turning it up to 10, why don't we turn it up to 8? That's what he's saying.
Look, brother, I don't care about the numbers. All I care about is getting a message of liberty out to individuals out there, and we accomplish that every single night here on Free Talk Live. If you want to try to, you know, bring a different message to the table, you're welcome to call in, and I'm glad that you've done that here tonight. Anything else you want to share,
Zernan? This is what sales meetings sound like, by the way.
Well, let me tell you this. One last thing. Mark, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're back, because all of the other hosts seem to just kiss me. Ian's butt, and it's so
That's
nice to have that contrasting opinion. And I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call tonight, Zern, and I appreciate it. It's not true at all. Melanie on Monday night is a kind of a violence towards the cops girl. I mean, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but she's kind of angry at the police. Johnson and I frequently disagree on things. We've got different viewpoints on religion, for instance. Daryl, you and I, we get into it on some stuff, usually piddly crap, but,
yeah.
You know, whatever. And then, let's see, Thursday nights. Actually, I don't know enough about Chris Reitman to really say. I love the guy, but I don't have enough on-air experience.
Right, because you're not on with it. It's
right.
Me and Chris.
And then Friday nights, it's actually mostly been you and I. And then Vincent, we've been disagreeing with Vincent on his Donald Trump thing.
Oh, yeah, he's a Trump
guy. He's a Trump guy, yeah. So got to disagree with you there, but thanks for the call. Sarah is on the line listening in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Daryl. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, well, I just want to say that after all this time, Donald Trump did not pay taxes since 1977.
Right on, man. That is something to be proud of, don't you think?
He hasn't paid any taxes since 1977. Is that that's not the news story?
I heard the news story was 1998 when
right
he claimed a billion-dollar loss. And, you know, the way losses go on certain things, you're able to carry a portion of that forward. And I don't care.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that Donald Trump's hypocritical where he, you know, says that when other people don't pay taxes, that's bad. But when he does it, all of a sudden, it's good. So he's a hypocrite.
Of course he is.
Should pay any federal taxes.
I agree. But I want to hear what Sarah has to say about it. So we're going to bring her back. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
This
is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control in these remaining moments. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still on the fence about moving to New Hampshire? If you're a liberty-minded person, well, check out the 101 Reasons Why Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film. Only take you an hour to watch it. 101reasonsfilm.com. And it's actually pretty easy to pick it up and put it down. So if you just want to, you know, get 15 minutes while you're eating lunch, watch 15 minutes of it, because you'll, you know, go through a bunch of reasons in 15 minutes and then come back and watch some more later. It's free, so you can watch it anytime you want. 101reasonsfilm.com. As we go back to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you were calling in about, what was it, Trump?
Yeah, and him not paying taxes since the mid-70s.
So my question is, you know, I think to myself, there's a billionaire like Trump who pays no taxes. Do you think he'd be concerned about me giving me a 250-minute free phone like Obama? Or Obama? You know, at least the Clintons pay.
Yeah, you might have to buy your own damn phone.
Hold on. So those are two completely different things. So one person not paying something, so one person avoiding having money stolen from them, is not akin to taking money from someone else.
Well, no, he thinks that means that she was calling about the Obama phone the other night. That's what she's referring to. So she's talking about her welfare phone, and she's worried that Donald Trump, given that he's not interested in paying into the system, that translates into no more welfare phone for Sarah.
Even though George Bush is the one that created the system of giving out the phones.
It's
a Republican program, so I don't
think... How come Obama got the credit for it? Just because it was implemented when Obama took office or something?
I don't know.
The Republicans kept it a big secret. They actually was done by the Reagan. He wanted them available for their supporters only. So Obama forced the phone companies to make everybody know that it was available for everybody.
I mean, they had cell phones in the 1980s, but I don't think there was a welfare program for it.
There was a landline program.
Right. Oh, that's what she's confusing.
That was available in the 80s.
Gotcha.
There was not a cell phone program available.
Let me ask you this. I think that this cuts to the quick on this question. There are giant buildings all across the country that have the name Trump on them. One would assume that Donald Trump is responsible for the creation of those buildings because they have his name on them. Hillary Clinton went from, her quote is, being broke when they left the White House and apparently having to return some of the china that that somehow ended up in her bags.
It's
been
a hard, hard road of $100,000 speaking fees for her husband.
And now they've got claimed to have $200 million, but she's never had a job where she creates anything. She's always sort of worked within the public sector or at the very least for the legal system. Does it not bother you that a politician might not know what it is like for productive Americans to try to make a living?
Well, you know what? All I know is that Donald Trump kept this a big secret. He's got more secrets than Clinton does.
Really?
Okay.
Quantify more secrets.
Yeah, how do you know how many secrets someone has?
Well,
careful, Sarah. Your bias is showing.
It's a big old bias.
You know what? He accuses of Clinton being a secretive with her emails. I mean, look at this mess. He's been holding.
It's none of anybody's business how many taxes Donald Trump pays. It is people's business what the Secretary of State does with her email service.
Sarah, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. You know, we haven't even had a chance to really talk about Bill Weld the entire show. So here's the story from the Boston Globe. Bill Weld, the libertarian, let me put quotes around that, vice presidential candidate, said Tuesday, that's yesterday, that he plans to focus exclusively on blasting Donald Trump over the next several weeks, a strategic pivot aimed at denying Trump the White House and giving himself a key role in helping to rebuild the GOP. Weld's comments in a Globe interview mark a major shift in his mission since he pledged at the Libertarian Convention in May that he would remain a libertarian for life. Did he really do that?
He did say that he was a lifetime libertarian, and he was, which basically means that he had cut a check for $1,500 a week and a half prior, and that he was a libertarian for life.
And he would do all he could to help elect his running mate, Gary Johnson, the former Republican governor of New Mexico. But things have changed, and the election isn't even over yet. This guy is already getting caught in lies. Johnson has committed several high-profile gaffes in recent weeks, says the Globe, that reveal apparent weak spots in his foreign policy knowledge. Meanwhile, Trump had seemed to be surging back into contention after he fell well behind in the polls in early August. While Weld insisted that he still supports Johnson, he said he's now interested primarily in blocking Trump from winning the presidency.
And how is he going to do that as anything but a supporter of Johnson?
You mean a supporter of Hillary?
Well, no. I mean, what is the libertarian vice presidential nominee going to do to support Hillary?
Well, he's come out and talked about how great friends they are, couldn't find anything bad to say about her, basically said that she's the most qualified
for
president.
Benefit, how is that going to take anything away from Trump?
I have no idea. He's just attacking Trump whenever he gets a chance, like saying bad things about him.
Sure, that's fine.
Calling him names.
The VP is supposed to be an attack dog for the presidential nominee, but
he doesn't have anything bad to say about Hillary Clinton. But anyway, well, Weld's, let's see, quote, maybe somebody's going to come up with a new playbook, said Weld in a telephone interview. He said, I don't know who it's going to be, but it would be fun to participate. And what he's referring to there is how he plans on getting involved with Republicans after the election to try to create a new path for that particular party. He said he was holding a fundraiser and blah, blah, blah. Weld, a former Republican governor of Massachusetts, said he's focusing on Trump because while he disagrees with Hillary Clinton on fiscal and military issues, Trump's agenda is so objectionable it's, quote, in a class by itself, unquote. He said further, I think Mr. Trump's proposals in the foreign policy area, including nuclear proliferation, tariffs, and free trade, would be so hurtful domestically and in the world that he has my full attention, said Weld. Insisted he was not abandoning Johnson, although signaled that bolting from the Libertarian Party might be a possibility in the future. He says, quote, I'm certainly not going to drop them this year. Now, whoa, Way to go out on a limb there for the party, Weld. There are only 3 more months left in this year, so that's not an exactly, really long time frame of a commitment there. So basically he's saying come 2017, he might just decide to cut the party loose and join the Republicans again.
Yeah, not the greatest quotes from the vice president presidential nominee.
What I have to say is don't let the door hit him.
Yeah, well, right. But amazingly, there's so many so-called libertarians out there jumping over themselves to defend this guy. I mean, it's almost like this guy can't say anything wrong for these people. Oh, my God, he might get us a few extra votes. We can't possibly throw him under the bus.
Right, and one thing that I heard constantly at the national convention was, Daryl, I agree with what you're saying, and your voice is needed in the party, but I'm voting for Gary, and maybe in 4 years it'll be the right time to have a principled libertarian nominee.
It won't be then either.
This election is just too important. Every election in my entire life has been the most important election ever.
Now, to be fair, there is an article over at Reason.com, blog post, posted today by Matt Welch, where they interview Weld, and he claims that he didn't say what he appears to have said.
He says that he didn't say some of what they said he said. The New York Mag article actually has at the bottom, note, in an interview with Reason on Wednesday, Weld tried to clarify or walk back his remarks to the Globe.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, I said to the reporter that I plan to focus on Donald Trump because I think his international proposals represent a grave threat. But in the same breath, I said I'm not going to omit to make the point that Mrs. Clinton, if she were elected, runs the risk of spending and borrowing us into the poorhouse, and I think her fiscal policies and her military policies are not at all in line with the approach that Gary and I will take if elected. So nothing is to the exclusion of anything else. I did convey to the Globe the idea that I would be emphasizing the respects in which I think Mr. Trump's international proposals are wrongheaded. So he's saying he's going to focus on Donald, but that doesn't mean that he will not say anything bad about Hillary, despite mostly saying only good things about Hillary until this.
I guess my question to myself on this is how come I'm willing to let just about every candidate walk back their statement. Every candidate walks back their statement. There's always these things. But when this guy says these quotes that I see here, like, it makes me not want to let him walk this back.
Because he's a slimeball politician, and you know it. And then, he's a former governor of Massachusetts. What more do you need to know about this guy?
Recently donated to the Republican opponent of the LP's gubernatorial candidate. And some people will say, well, it was in the primary. Yeah. During the primary that everybody knew Chris Sununu was going to win, and those donations
came in
after the LP had a nominee.
Right, and he worked against the most principled candidate in that race as well. There was a clear, more freedom-friendly choice there, and he did not donate to that one.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.FreeTalkLive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores allowed to eat. Yum!